bipartisan deal to keep the federal lights on. I'm Jane Fergus, Fox News. Congressional leaders announce a $1.6 trillion spending deal that would avert a government shutdown. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson tells us what the president has to say.
This agreement is for top-line budget numbers only, and it's likely to face fierce opposition from many House conservatives. Still, President Biden celebrating the news on this agreement in a statement saying, quote, "The bipartisan funding framework congressional leaders have reached moves us one step closer to preventing a needless government shutdown and protecting important national priorities."
The government is presently funded through January 19th, with the second deadline hitting on February 2nd. A nor'easter walloped New England this weekend, and now temperatures are dropping. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is in Worcester, Massachusetts, with the latest.
We had about a quarter mile visibility with pretty heavy snow falling and big time wind gusts. And, you know, that all of a sudden now has turned into that flash freeze scenario, as the state of Massachusetts has literally an army of snow vehicles out across the state, fanned across the state from Boston to here in the central area and any places that has received snow. And what they're trying to do is retreat the roads with the brine, as they've already done the past couple
of
days.
Some parts of Massachusetts got more than a foot of snow. Senior Biden administration leaders, top Pentagon officials, and members of Congress were unaware for days that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had been hospitalized since Monday. The Pentagon did not inform the White House National Security Council or top advisor Jake Sullivan of Austin's hospitalization until Thursday, according to two administration officials. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
An Israeli raid leads to casualties in the West Bank.
Seven Palestinians were killed and one Israeli border officer when the Israelis launched a raid into the West Bank city of Jenin. Now, we understand that during that raid, Israel actually conducted an airstrike in the West Bank against a group of men they say were hurling explosives. Now, a roadside bomb was used to kill the Israeli officer and injure two others. Islamic Jihad later claimed responsibility for that blast.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on a trip through the Middle East trying to prevent the expansion of the Israel-Hamas war. At a news conference in Qatar, he also called for compassion for Palestinian civilians.
We have been intensely focused on working to prevent the conflict from spreading. And that is indeed a major focus of what is now my fourth visit to the region since October 7th.
Blinken also assured Arab leaders Sunday Washington opposes the forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza. Most of Gaza's residents already have been displaced by the conflict. Blinken's tour of the region comes as Israel's military says they have found documents showing two groups, Hamas and Islamic Jihad, are using Palestinian children in terrorist activities. A cold winter and limited provisions are creating urgency for recovery efforts in Japan after a recent earthquake. Rescue teams are working through snow to get supplies to isolated villages in western Japan. The area was rattled by a powerful 7.6 magnitude earthquake last Monday. About 30,000 survivors and evacuees are sleeping on cold floors, with some living in their cars. Drinking water is available, but there's little food. I'm Jane Fergus. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.